Hi, everybody. My name is Dr. Adam Weiner, and welcome to this episode of the UroOnc Minute. These are brief updates from the experts in urologic oncology. I'm really thankful to be joined here today by Dr. Chad Tang. He's an associate professor of GU radiation oncology at MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston. Thank you for joining us on the show today.
Yeah, thanks, Dr. Weiner. Pleasure to be here.
We have a really important topic here, a developing topic, really, in the world of urologic oncology. We're talking about metastasis-directed therapy for our patients with oligometastatic prostate cancer. You had a wonderful publication, and you've been doing a lot of work in this space recently. So why don't you get things started for us?
Yeah, so the data supporting metastasis-directed therapy, which could be surgery or radiation or ablation, for oligometastatic is usually limited to a number of well done, but smaller phase two studies. So the idea of this collaboration was to take all the randomized studies that were available and compile them, getting the individual patient data, check them, and then do a number of analysis to see what was the benefit and how to therapy, not just from one study, from all the available studies.
And again, there's a recent important publication here in Lancet Oncologist just within a couple months ago. And I understand that this is the highest level of evidence that we have, because like you said, we were talking about smaller trials, but there is a lot of power when you put that data together.
Yeah. So you're 100% correct. There hasn't been any phase three trials reported to date. They are ongoing, and hopefully in a few years they will be reported. But at this point, we're dealing with probably six randomized studies that basically randomize patients to standard of care, drug, or observation versus that plus MDT. So we kind of honed in on that subset of patients and those trials.
Wonderful. And I think that was an important way to do it, right? You put together the information that we have the most of so that we can, you know, at least make some conclusions or some semblance of conclusions as we await these larger phase three trials. So let's dive right into it. What were the major findings?
So the one of the major findings is we looked at a number of different endpoints. We pre-specified this before we did the analysis, but the one of the major ones, progression-free survival, it happens to be the primary endpoint for many of these phase two studies. And what we saw in this was that the very consistent signal. So every study we looked at had a very consistent benefit with metastasis therapy. And when you aggregate it, you get a very strong signal for metastasis therapy improving progression-free survival. We looked at some later endpoints as well, such as castration-resistant-free survival and radiographic progression-free survival. And once again, we see on each individual trial, although the confidence is a little wide because we're small, we see that the net benefit is very consistent. And when you added it all together in aggregate, we also see a very consistent benefit for these later endpoints. Finally, the other endpoint we were really focused on was overall survival. And as we know, these oligometastatic patients, they're thankfully not dying very often. So we do have a little bit less events here. But we saw a very consistent hazard ratio for each of the different individual studies that favored metastasis therapy, but very wide confidence intervals. And when we aggregate all together, we saw that the benefit, although it was favoring metastasis therapy, it had a p-value of 0.051. So we didn't quite hit that 0.05 threshold, unfortunately, but very consistent signals across multiple endpoints, across trials.
And this is important. So we have prospective data that now suggests there are these many oncologic benefits. For the practicing urologist, what are the patients that you think best fit the bill for these MDT studies, understanding that now PSMA PET is much more widely available in the United States? Are we talking oligo recurrent or people with de novo metastatic disease? What's the best way that if you had to address the urology community directly?
Yeah. So one of the other benefits of the study was they were run in different eras. So we had some studies that were run before PSMA PETs and some during fluciclovine PETs, honestly, and then some during PSMA PETs. And we did look at the benefit of metastasis therapy. If you look at progression-free survival, which has the most power for events and the primary endpoint for most of the studies, we saw that regardless of if you were staged with PSMA PET or fluocinolone PET or conventional imaging, the benefit from metastatic therapy was definitely there. So it doesn't seem to matter. In fact, if you had PSMA PET, the benefit was actually higher. So this is a supplement in our figure. In addition, we had a minority of patients, we wouldn't be a ton, but a minority of patients who had de novo prostate cancer. And although they did generally worse overall compared to those with recurrence later on, what we found was the benefit in metastatic therapy was still about the same regardless. So it seems that if you have oligometastatic disease, which is defined here as less than 5 mets, that metastatic therapy is going to be beneficial. And I will admit that the number of 4 to 5 mets is lower. It's usually 1 to 3 mets. And where we really worry is those patients where the PSA is really skyrocketing, because we're worried a little bit about maybe missing something on the imaging. So the doubling time, especially in patients with Metaxas disease, although not looked at in this analysis, something we keen in a lot here.
Excellent. Well put. And I think, the audience is going to value hearing this information directly from you. And of course, most urology practices tend to collaborate closely with a radiation oncology group or other practice. And
As
it
they
sounds
should.
like as they should. I mean, that is the best way to take care of patients with prostate cancer is the multidisciplinary approach. But I think what's interesting here is now we have a, or over the past several years, we define a new group of patients with prostate cancer. It's not just localized and metastatic. There are degrees of advanced disease. So certainly when we encounter these patients, it sounds like it shouldn't be just a knee-jerk referral to medical oncology. There should be at least consideration of discussion with radiation oncology.
100%. We always value medical oncology colleagues as well, but I think the best care is multidisciplinary care. So when it comes to these low volume patients, getting the red onc input in addition to the med onc and urologist input all the same table, that's the best we can do for our patients.
Excellent. Love to hear that. And well, as we wrap up, we like to just take a moment to speak about, where's the field going? You mentioned some of these larger trials. What are you excited about?
Yeah. So there's two ways the field is going. Number one, the large trials. So I think the biggest one right now is Oligo-Presto, which is run by my good friend Pierre Blanchard in France. It's about 600 patient trial. That's finished accruing. It's an event-driven endpoint. Good thing these aren't events are not happening quickly. So it'll be a few years, but that's going to start giving us the phase three evidence that we're going to use to support or maybe not this treatment. So that's one area. And there's other trials also going on. The other area that I think is a lot of interest is sparing hormones in these patients. So, no surprise that hormone therapy works for metastatic cancers, but I think some more innovative studies are looking at hormone sparing strategies. For example, Novartis is doing the PSMA DC study, which is adding Pluvicto in these very early patients right after MDT and seeing if we can spare them hormone therapy. So it's a bit of an interesting world out there with the systemic therapy changes and like higher levels of evidence that's going to come out.
Excellent. So lots to come. Higher level evidence. Perhaps we can spare the morbidity of hormone therapy, which should benefit, our patients tremendously. Well, thank you again. This is Dr. Chad Tang from Houston. Thank you so much for joining us on this episode of the Uro-Onc Minute.
Thanks, Dr. Wiener. It's been a pleasure.
All right. Take care.